With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Stumping in North Carolina, Donald Trump urging supporters to turn out and vote.
I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. We don't want. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday and vote. Because we can't take a chance.
Former president says to avoid cheating by his opponents, he urges his voters and supporters to go to the polls.
Too big to rig. We got to make it too big to rig. We can't let anything happen. With your help, we're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we're going to make America great again. We're going to make it great. We're going to make America great again.
Also at SRNNews.com in Nebraska, GOP Senator Deb Fischer says Democrats are pouring millions into her opponent's campaign in an attempt to portray him as an independent, even a friend to Republicans.
Just like we see with Tammy Baldwin and Sherrod Brown and Bob Casey, my opponent is now saying he is the most conservative person running in this race, which we know is a joke.
Politicians in Italy have now called for better protection of citizens' online data. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The call follows a probe into a hacking scheme that allegedly breached law enforcement, tax authority, and other sensitive public data. According to prosecutors in Milan, the data of at least 800,000 Italians was compromised in breaches dating from 2022 by a private investigative agency that compiled dossiers for a fee on top Italian business and political figures. Prosecutors were still investigating which officials had been targeted.
And this is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
Sounds like an unusual question, but Lifeway Research has been asking it, and the good news is that the vast majority of Protestants who attend church, 92%, say yes, they do trust their pastor. The Lifeway poll goes on to reveal that men are more likely than women to completely trust their pastor, 93% versus 89%. Churchgoers with evangelical beliefs are also more likely than those without such beliefs to be trusting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers and officials in several states trying to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters mandating schools stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passing a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in each classroom. And the Texas Education Agency proposing a reading curriculum, including stories from the Old and New Testaments. This is SRN News. A GOP Senate candidate, Tim Sheehy of Montana, says it's time for a new commander-in-chief.
I mean, what's going on with our national defense is disgraceful. You know, and this is a longstanding problem that has gotten exponentially worse in the last 3.5 years. And the number one problem is we don't have leadership, civilian leadership, focusing on combat lethality for our military.
Sheehy was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. An orphaned squirrel by the name of Peanut, and became a social media star, has died after being seized by New York State from his caretaker's home. Department of Environmental Conservation says the squirrel and a raccoon were taken and then euthanized. The agency says it removed the animals from a home in Pine City after receiving reports that wildlife were being kept illegally as pets. More details at SRNNews.com.